Okay, so for today's Dvar Halacha, that has to do with practical questions that come up in Hilchas Shabbos, is a question that has to do with contact lenses on Shabbos. Am I allowed to insert my lenses in a solution on Shabbos, or is this perhaps usur because I'm violating the Malacha of Libun on Shabbos? The Malacha of Libun means that you're not allowed to launder something on Shabbos, you're not allowed to clean something on Shabbos, and perhaps you therefore would have a problem of putting in the lens in a solution on Shabbos to have it cleaned. So this question really needs a drop of a background. There are three stages that are enumerated in the Paiskim as to how a person potentially violates the malacha of libun, the malacha of cleaning something and laundering on Shabbos. Number one, stage number one of the malacha has to do with a concept called shriya. Shriyasei zuhi kibusei, the Gemara says, which means that merely putting the garment that has, let's say, a stain in it, in water, just putting water on the stain itself is a violation of an iser deraisa of libun. So the mere putting of a soiled or stained garment in water itself constitutes libun, because the water inherently is going to clean that stain and violate the iser of libun on Shabbos. So that's stage number one in how a person can violate the iser of libun, even without soap, even without scrubbing, even without squeezing. The mere placement in water is usur. Number two, shifshuf. You're not putting the water on the baged, on the garment, but rather you're scrubbing the garment. So the scrubbing, the physical manipulation to enhance its cleaning is also considered usur deraisa because of the malacha of libun. So that's the second stage of the malacha, shifshuf, to scrub that stained garment on Shabbos. Number three, schita, to actually squeeze the garment that has been wetted and extract the dirt from that stained garment. That's the third stage of the malacha. That's schita, which is usur deraisa on Shabbos. Now the Gemara in Maseches Zvachim Daf Tzadik Daled qualifies the first stage. So even though this qualification and dispensation doesn't apply to the latter two of the three stages, nevertheless, with regards to the first stage of Libun, we have a heter. And that is with respect to the Isser of Shriya, the Isser of putting the garment in water. And says the Gemara, the Isser of placing a soiled garment in water without scrubbing or squeezing is only usur by a regular garment. But if the material is made of or is made of leather, since leather is inherently non-absorbent, the isser of shriya does not apply. And therefore, if a person, let's say, takes a garment that's made out of leather that has a stain in it and pours water on it, it's mutter on Shabbos, because it's not an absorbent material, and therefore it's not perfected and cleaned by virtue of the water being poured on it. This doesn't apply to shifshif, it doesn't apply to schita. This is a specific heter as it relates to shriyasai zuhi kibusai. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this heter and this dispensation applies and extends as well to other materials that are non-absorbent in nature. So if, let's say, you have a plastic tablecloth, since plastic as well has the same quality as leather in that it's not inherently absorbent, shriyasei zuhi kibusai does not apply, and it would be mutter to pour water on a plastic tablecloth on Shabbos because it's not usur because of shriyasei zuhi kibusai. So the question is, what about placing your lenses into a solution on Shabbos? Is this a violation of shriyasei zuhi kibusai? This, in fact, is the subject of a tremendous debate in the Paiskim. There are some Paiskim that bring down two separate reasons as to why people put lenses and solutions on Shabbos. Number one, it's a disinfectant. It removes the dirt, it removes the tears, the solution, and it's a disinfectant to ensure that the lens, when placed in the eye subsequently, will be clean and will be hygienic and will make sure that the vision won't be clouded. So that's number one, it's a disinfectant. Number two, the water itself, even without the disinfectant aspect, the water itself in the solution makes sure that the lens stays pliable, stays soft, and stays usable in the future. So some Paiskim they bring down from Rabbi Yashub and others this distinction. Some places distinguish between different types of solutions that a person may use on Shabbos. When it comes to a solution that's a disinfectant, inherently, even though we don't say Shriyos Ezuhi Gibusa when it comes to plastic and synthetic materials and the lens is made of synthetic materials, but if they overtly place disinfectants in the solution to clean, so you can't say that it's not cleaning because it's a non-absorbent material. Since inherently, there's a quality of cleaning taking place when you put it in the solution. So if you have a disinfectant solution, a person should avoid this on Shabbos. However, if we're talking about a saline solution, where it's basically just water, and there's nothing really cleansing in the nature of this solution, then it would be mutter. So that's how some paiskim understand that we should distinguish between a disinfectant solution that has an actual disinfectant to clean the lens and a simple solution of basically water and not much more. However, the paiskim add that even though some companies will say that you should rub the lens after removing it from the solution before putting it on, the rubbing might be a violation of shifshuf, and therefore you should avoid the rubbing on Shabbos because of a potential violation of shifshuf, which is the second stage of libun. Others are more lenient, and others say that even when it comes to a disinfectant solution, a person could allow the use of such a solution on Shabbos, and it won't be in violation of libun for various reasons. They bring from Rav Shlomo Zalman that he has a couple of reasons as to why it might be mutter to use the solution on Shabbos. One of them is that generally there's no visible dirt or stain that's being removed. And if there's no visible, recognizable problem that needs to be cleaned, so then you might not consider this libun on Shabbos. How could you argue that it's libun if inherently there's nothing visibly dirty? And therefore, that's one of the arguments made suggesting that it should be mutter. Bottom line, it's machlekes. Some distinguish between a saline solution and a disinfectant. Some are even machmer when it comes to a saline solution. But generally, the policy is either to go with the line of thinking that we should distinguish between the two types of solutions, or to go with a more lenient version that it's mutter, even if it's the disinfectant solution, if it's there's no clear dirt. And also, Rav Shlomo Zalman adds that it could be that it's not really absorbed. The water that you use is not really absorbed in the lens. It's just basically crowded on the outside surface. It's not really absorbed and embedded, and maybe we should be makel. Bottom line, there is a machlekes. If a person is makel, he has who to rely on, but definitely he should not rub the lens after taking it out.